No reason to be alarmed. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president made several Twitter comments after the terrorist attack in London and seems to be sticking to the one that got all the attention. It said, "At least 7 dead and 48 wounded in terror attack, and Mayor of London says there is no reason to be alarmed." No reason to be alarmed. Weird thing for the mayor to say, I thought. So I went to the video on the chance the president might have missed something. And it turns out that Mayor Sadiq Khan did say that, but it was after he had said this.
"Londoners will see an increased police presence today and over the course of the next few days. No reason to be alarmed. One of the things the police and all of us need to do is make sure we're as safe as we possibly can be. I'm reassured that we are one of the safest global cities in the world, if not the safest global city in the world."
He was saying don't be alarmed by the additional police presence. So why would the president deliberately rip that quote out of context? A tweet from the White House social media office may hold the answer. It reminded everybody that last year the mayor of London had called Mr. Trump ignorant. Mayor Khan is a Muslim, and during the campaign he tweeted, "Trump's ignorant view of Islam could make both our countries less safe. It risks alienating mainstream Muslims. London has proved him wrong," unquote. So this must have been payback. And yes, the president also tweeted that the U.S. was ready to do anything to help London. But I think I know what the mayor would like our president to do. And he's probably too disciplined to say it publicly. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.